This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Live during wartime from the Pacific Northwest, Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
Well, I certainly feel like I've woken up today in the Twilight Zone. Obviously, as you know by now, allegedly a 9/11 truther shot at the Pentagon, injuring two officers. This follows many attacks on numerous patriot groups in the mainstream media, likening them to terrorists, racists. We're going to play a clip for you in just a minute, just to set this up. And we're seeing the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, my God, the things that are being said. All right, so it's nothing new. This is very similar to the MIAC report, only it's worse. Some of you remember a couple years ago where they talked about Richard Gage, and they talked about Killtown, one being representing Architects for 9/11 Truth, the other representing another blogger talking about what really happened on 9/11, comparing them to Al-Qaeda, saying they're working with Al-Qaeda on C-SPAN in 2007. And most people don't have discernment. They hear that and they just believe it. And that's the point. That's the point. It's an information war. It's a propaganda war. And they're propagandizing the public. And it's hard to see this take place. So much of what we fought for get demonized to likened to terrorism, and to see these events happen that only benefit the few, the powerful. And so now we, the patriots, call yourself whatever you want, man. We're just getting away. Wow. Wow. This is just certainly a time for great reflection into how real we are. Especially those of us that are talk show hosts that have chosen to go public with this information. And we have our own reasons why we choose not to live in fear. Whether it be a belief in a higher power or something, we have decided that this is the only way. No, we're not going to fight fire with fire. We're simply introducing information that you'd be surprised, man, how many people do not know this stuff's going on. And frankly, it's a bit frightening. And we could talk about some of those things where the economy's going right now, but it's inevitable that we're going to see a lot of really upset people. But false flags, some of the recent events, it's smelling that way. If it walks like a duck, you know what I mean? If it walks like a duck. 866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS. We are live on Liberty News Radio. This might be news to some of you, but Liberty News Radio, there are these groups that are designated to be patriot groups that spread disinformation, political conspiracy theories about the New World Order. While they might not be violent, they spread ideas that could contribute to extremism, according to the Southern, this particular SPLC, this organization, Southern Poverty Law Center. And so they are attacking numerous groups, the Constitution Party, Ron Paulers, 9/11 Truthers, We Are Change, All We Are Change chapters have been attacked. So has Liberty News Radio. I will go over the list for Oregon, the state that I live in. And, I think it's important that people know that they're being highlighted like this. The people need to know the truth. The people need to know what the government's doing. This is deadly serious. I don't get up on the radio to make a lot of money. This isn't an operation where that is our primary focus. In fact, it's not even really on the table right now. You know, we don't get in this to make money. But we get in this to spread ideas, and we know that there's going to be a lot more people waking up, and we want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of where things are going in terms of the positive. We want to be on the front lines of the info war. And, but in terms of this being an info war, we still also know not to follow blindly other talk show hosts and just take whatever they say and just assume that it's real. We also have to use discernment and expect a little bit of accountability and transparency and integrity within our own ranks. And with that, if we have the first clip ready, this is going to lead you into this, but most of you already heard about this, but you hear the language. It's getting more vicious. It's getting more aggressive. It's getting more it's totally delusional. These people are the conspiracy theorists, not us, with their theories about all these white care cell groups in the United States just getting ready to explode. It's real. Go ahead.
We've seen it with the bank protests, the anger that is, in Chicago. Thousands of folks took to the streets there. The healthcare town halls, plenty of anger there. Last summer, where lawmakers, as you likely know, got quite an earful from their constituents. Meanwhile, the Tea Party demonstrations in Washington, no shortage of anger there. Vivid displays. Now, at its worst, anger also fuels radical ideas, conspiracy theories. Married with ignorance, it'll yield racism, and in many cases, violence. Think of it like the movie Falling Down, when the character played by Michael Douglas unloads his anger at the government on a road construction project.
I'll give you something to fix.
Jesus, now what the hell?
Here!
Okay. Look out! Look out!
According to the report, or according to a report out today, I should say, anger, like you just saw in that movie clip, boiling up at record levels in this country as so many become aware of a captured government working as a predator on its people as opposed to a government working for people. Nearly 1,000 active hate groups in this country. That's up 55% in just the past year. Nativist, extremist groups, vigilantes who harass anyone suspected of being an immigrant, for instance. Not an illegal immigrant, by the way, simply being from another country. Those instances up 80%. This is the problem when you mix anger and ignorance. And so, or the number of so-called anti-government patriot groups who view the government as their enemy,
pause this for a second. This guy is just, like, frothing at the mouth. This is what passes for news reporting. And people don't just look at each other and go, what the hell are we watching? This dude is insane. He's talking about our uncle, Bruce. That sounds like Bruce. Bruce isn't a terrorist. Bruce is a good guy. Why are they saying stuff about our friend Bruce, who's a Ron Paul and a libertarian and constitutionalist and a listener of talk radio? Why are they saying that about him? I mean, you don't think that they would, you know, but they wonder. Ooh, maybe they're, because they say, oh, nobody would have thought he would have done something like this. Oh, nobody would have thought, oh, 9/11 truth is a mental illness. And they believe 9/11 was an inside job. They might be more willing to snap. Okay, thank you very much for pausing. Let's go back and play it. We'll go ahead and play it out to the break, and we'll come back and continue our dialogue on this topic. Here's the phone number, by the way, if you want to get in and join the conversation. 866-986-NEWS. Go ahead.
244% last year. They have ammunition for their beliefs, but what they do with their beliefs is destructive, not constructive. We're talking about groups like the Oath Keepers, the Constitution Party, and the John Birch Society. We are not talking about some of the centrist Tea Partiers or other populist groups that are concerned about a captured government that is seeking to raise taxes and spend wildly in order to indulge the rigged games run by the special interests from the health insurers to the bankers and defense contractors, or the unions and the lawyers. But it should also be noted that the Tea Party has failed to shame fringe members who come to its protests, people who tie themselves to the group, and then carry signs with Nazi and racist rhetoric. So if nothing else, the Tea Party is guilty of being a willing acceptor of those who would have violent or racist ideals, even if the Tea Party at its heart does not harbor those ideals. In just a minute, we'll get to the Tea Party's response to this report. But first, let's bring in Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark, have you ever seen numbers like this?
Not in my tenure doing this work. I've been doing this for close to 15 years. I haven't seen anything like this. I mean, the comparison, of course, is to the 90s when we saw so much activity from militias and other anti-government patriot groups. And, of course, that's the sector of the radical right that we're really saying has exploded over the last year.
Listen to the sound of our voice.
All right, that's it, folks. There you go, 866-986-NEWS. That's the number to join us. We'll come back and talk about this. Let's go over the list, at least what we see in terms of Oregon, those that are on the list. They're letting us know we're on the list. This is interesting, folks. The future has now arrived. Buckle in.
The world is not what it seems. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
All right, now before we go to our caller, let me go ahead and mention this. This is from the Intelligence Report, Spring 2010, issue number 1 through 7 from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Active patriot groups in the United States, updated version, 2010 version, and you go state by state in Utah, Liberty News Radio, the network you're listening to right now, is listed. And you also have some other people that are listed as far as being patriot groups. It does say, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, calling for violence. It basically says that these groups include common law courts, publishers, ministries, and citizen groups. Generally, patriot groups define themselves as opposed to the New World Order, engage in groundless conspiracy theorizing, I'm quoting from them, or advocate or adhere to extreme anti-government doctrines. Got the, you know, pause with each word, so it kind of sinks in how broad this really is. Listing here does not apply that the groups themselves advocate or engage in violence or other criminal activities or are racist. The list was compiled from field reports, patriot publications, the internet, law enforcement sources, and news reports. Groups can be identified or identified by the city, county, or region where they are located. And so it goes down for Oregon. Constitution Party, located in Hubbard. It's the Treasury. It's some guy by the name of Roger Stigman. He's the treasurer for the Oregon Constitution Party. He's listed as being part of the patriot groups, and they're have been marked for neutralization, apparently. It's like it reads like a hit list. It goes down the list. Emissary Publications, that's Des Griffin. I mean, he has a speech impediment. He's like 7 years old. Freedom Bound International, John Birch Society, Oath Keepers, Oregon Militia Corps, Southern Oregon Militia, We Are Change, We Are Change. I mean, it's just like one person in some of these We Are Change cities, like Cave Junction, Eugene, Salem, even Portland only has like me and Mike. And maybe some other people. And so I don't really identify with We Are Change, but we've been the closest to We Are Change-like events. And Mike has put some of our stuff under the guise of We Are Change Portland up on YouTube, some of the demonstrations we've done. Mike, the video guy. But we have a phone call waiting. But I just want to remind you of how broad this is. Yeah, really interesting. So maybe you know some people that are involved with some of these groups. You might want to let them know that someone's pointing the finger at them. In case they don't already know. Let's go to our phone call from somewhere outside of Oregon, I guess. Someone that used to live here that has an interesting story.
Hey, Alex, your end of the conversation's breaking up for me, so I apologize if it sounds like I'm speaking over you at any point. I just wanted to share a story. I feel it's important that people prepare psychologically also, like you have reiterated over and over again in your show. And 2.5 years ago, I became a suspect in a murder investigation over in Portland. If anybody's already telling themselves, oh, well, that would never happen to me, she must have been involved in something terrible, It was as simple as purchasing a car from someone. I purchased a car from someone that had been used in this shooting, and I had to be eliminated as a suspect in the crime when I willingly turned over the vehicle to the police department. And since I had crossed a state line with a vehicle, since I lived over the river in Vancouver, they brought in FBI task force assistance, which I was completely unprepared to deal with. There is a reason that they call these people spooks. There's a very legitimate reason. They don't announce they're there. You just start getting the overwhelming feeling that you're being watched, the overwhelming feeling that you're being spied on, the overwhelming feeling that your phone's doing weird stuff and you think people are listening in on your conversations. And what it came to me, the best way I can describe it is the feeling was being hunted. And it kicked in a very primal reaction of a fight-or-flight response that the medical community ultimately decided to call psychosis in my particular case. And I don't know how other people, what their beliefs are about psychosis. If you're a religious person, you may already understand what that means. Are you still with me, Alex?
Uh-huh, I'm still here.
I just want people to know when psychosis happens to you, whether you think it is just something happening in your brain and you want to curl up in a ball and pretend like it isn't real, or you believe there is something more to it, a question you definitely ask yourself is, why is this happening to me? I mean, it is the most awful feeling. And there's also a reason in law enforcement why they say things like, we're going to drag their demons out. We're going to pick up another rock and see what squirms out from underneath it. You know, we might think we're on a chasing ghosts here, but we're going to figure out what's ultimately causing the situation. I ended up being hospitalized. And even while I was hospitalized, I was being interviewed by law enforcement trying to get to the root of what was going on in this murder investigation. And I have a deep confession here. I'm going to bring it out into the open because it will spiral off into many other subjects. And I hope it does shed some light and give people some hope of what's going on around us. I was an ovum donor for, I will frame for saying what university it was, but let's just say the leading university in Connecticut in stem cell research. And it took me a while to put together, and perhaps I was just blaming myself for my situation. I was a suspect in a murder investigation large enough to attract FBI intelligence. And here I am, you know, going through this psychosis in this hospital. And that came back to haunt me. And I will leave that, you know, where it is right there. I won't go any further with that. Obviously, I recovered. Life went on, and it was fine. But there's big problems that need to be addressed with stem cell research. It is not just a matter of whether it's good or evil or if God wouldn't give us this intelligence if we weren't supposed to use it. God does give us intelligence that we're told we're forbidden from. If you do believe in a God, it comes back to a very fundamental thing. He put the tree right in front of us and said, don't eat from it. And we're at the tipping point on so many scientific breakthroughs coming through so fast. And that temptation that is there, it is knowledge that we are not supposed to be eating from. The potential for it to wreak havoc in our courts as far as DNA testing and proof in our court system that totally relies on DNA evidence right now, it, this can go wrong in so many ways. And I'm not even going to start with cloning and all the other stuff, but people need to realize these are not sci-fi things that are going on in our communities. We're watching these sci-fi channels, we're watching things on TV, and we're thinking, that's a really interesting thought. Oh, we're not there yet. We are there. We are there. And there's lots of people that know it. It's going to take a long time for everybody to catch up. And I just, the advice I want people to take home is, the time is now to try to make a difference. People need to open their eyes and see what's going on, see the complications that it's causing. I'm going to throw this one phrase out there. I want people might think I'm just full of it, but you can look into Cambridge University studies of people going into deep psychosis in intense criminal investigations, especially high-profile crimes. Our military knows this. When they do their interrogations of people, they know exactly what it does to them psychologically. We need to look into that spiritually, see where it's going, see where it's taking us, and decide if that's even somewhere we're supposed to be going. Any response, Alex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot there. We have a break coming up, and then we're going to go back and cover some other news. But I'll try to respond on the other side to some of the stuff as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you very much. Certainly, that's a very interesting story. But about the Cambridge University, I've heard that before, and MKUltra, and mental hospitals and whatnot. And definitely, it's certainly something that has been brought to the forefront, been brought to a... There's even been so much, even History Channel's admitted it. We had the church hearings from 1977. We'll be back in a few.
The world has entered the Twilight Zone. This is Outside the Box with Alex Ansari.
It has entered the Twilight Zone. Okay, responses. You know, I gotta keep my momentum. I have a little bit of a headache today, and I feel very vibrationally bothered by all this dark, icky stuff going on. Yeah, I've been doing this 5 years. For those that don't know, I've been researching it for longer, but I didn't. I'm 29, but I didn't just start. Actually, I just turned 30. It was my birthday on the 25th. Psychosis. I think there's a lot of psychosis going on with people. Mild levels of PTSD. Even though we're not at war, there's another war, and they're waging it on our consciousness. And I think there are, you know, a lot of people that claim to be victims of some of these attacks, they don't necessarily sound sane when they describe it, because perhaps if it's true, they've undergone some damage. And so it's difficult to... have all your facts straight with some of this stuff. It's difficult to know what to believe. But I think, intuitively, there is something going on out there technologically that's controlling people's minds or putting people in a certain vibrational state or adjusting their brain waves to a certain frequency. Beyond that... I look around at just how people look to me in Portland, at how dead they look, and it's like they're under mind control, and it's like something's wrong with them. It's I don't know what it is. There are different theories, there are different ideas, you know, there's a lot of different things going on. And back to the shooter, I'm not saying people aren't angry. And that people, I mean, I sat there and talked to people like, hey, man, if I can't find a job or something, I'm going to kill myself. And I got to sit there going, what? You know, you just look at them going, you know, you said, I got to be your counselor now, seriously, for 5 minutes and tell you, I got to explain to you why that's not a good thing to say. And I understand. We're all hurting financially. I understand desperation or desperate feelings or fearful feelings. And then people become desperate. Oh, my God. The people in this country have no clue what's coming to them. But back to the shooter, the alleged shooter. They're targeting We Are Change. They lump We Are Change in with the hate groups. And it's interesting. Now, real briefly, we have the Joe Stack situation. Joe Stack flying a plane into a building in Austin, Texas, right? That was like a week ago. No, that was like 3 weeks ago, something like that. Here's a couple things. I know Jack Blood came on and he thought it was more like a genuine act of, I don't want to use the word tear, but an act of violence against the government. However, his daughter doesn't believe that her father even wrote that letter. The way he's railing against the IRS. He also was pretty well-to-do. He seemed to have a happy marriage. He was in a band. He never talked about the government. He never really talked politics. And what's he doing with a plane? The IRS screwed him so much that, you know, he's got enough to... And then he's got a background working defense and working on drones. So add it all up, and it really doesn't add up. And then there's the timeline. Okay, so he burns his house, and then all of a sudden, 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, his plane's going into an IRS building that houses the CIA and all these other, you know, offices that we have no information about on the web. Really? There's no information? Yes, there's no information. Yeah, just, you know, Black Op buildings, USA. And so there we go. Joe Stack, you know, false flag, you know, if it walks like a duck. And so, you know, here we are looking at the situation. And then Austin, Texas has had a lot of activities, you know, people with guns going into the Capitol. But the cops come, they don't shoot them. You know, they're able to get them to put their weapon down. The cops have enough restraint to not shoot them. Yet in Portland, unarmed black guy gets shot in the back with an AR-15. They sent out the CERT team. They sent out the SWAT team. You know, nothing but a chicken wing, no big deal, you know. But, hey, a guy with a gun, he's in the Capitol building, we'll talk to him. Yes, yes, he's the guy we can talk to. We can talk him down. We can really go on and on and on for a couple hours on this topic. I'm going to mention the number one more time, 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-NEWS. Now take a look at Greece. In fact, on my Facebook page, if you're on Facebook, you can add me. I post news on there all the time. Just look for Alex Ansari. Or go to alexansari.com. Check out the previous shows. Go to the YouTube channel, definitely. I don't have my main webpage updated, but subscribe to the YouTube channel for the other shows. But over there on Facebook, I post a number of stuff, and I'm going down the list here. But I posted these pictures of the clashes at the Greek protest. Hardcore police brutality. A lot of upset people now, a lot of them, they just got their services slashed. You know, I mean, are people ready for the day that unemployment benefits aren't being issued? They're not. They're not. Back to what I was talking about earlier with these MSNBC attacks. You remember the black guy that went to the Tea Party protest with the AR-15 strapped to his back? MSNBC jumped on that and said, oh, look at these people with guns in their back. They remind us of racists. Yes. Yeah, they gotta be racist, of course. But, you know, they omit the fact the guy's black and they zoom in on his shirt and the gun, but they don't show the color of the skin. Slick. Slick packaging. And I showed this to this guy. And, you know, he's still trying to argue that the only reason this black guy I'm talking to, you know, he's telling me at PCM a couple hours ago at Access TV where I'm finishing up another show. He's telling me those people that want the open carry at Starbucks, they're doing that because they don't like black people. He generally believes us. And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are you all about? You just look at him and you're like, you're effing retarded. You're another one of those retarded, dribbling morons that's not going to understand a word that's coming out of my mouth because you're intimidated by the fact that I've got an opinion and I don't drink the Kool-Aid. And you don't like that. That scares you. Sometimes, guys, my white friends out there, I love being brown. I'm like, do I look like I'm in the KKK, numbnuts? I mean, are you friggin' kidding me, you stupid son of a... I mean, look at me, and no one really, they can't call me that. The government might want to call me Al Not White Enough Qaeda Ansari. Al Not White Enough Qaeda Ansari. But it's just propaganda. I can't even say hello in Farsi. It's just, it's really embarrassing. I couldn't cook my way out of a paper bag of any Middle Eastern dish. It's really, really sad. But maybe one day that'll change, definitely. Like making hummus, and tabbouleh's great, too. All good stuff. We'll talk about health, folks, and eating a great salad one of these days to fight off them pesky chemtrails. It's important to take care of your health. I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, you've got to take care of your health. I don't talk about that stuff enough. You know, get the superfood. Get yourself the stuff that you think is going to help you along. Hemp food, hey, I heard some of that stuff's great. I mean, just take a look at your diet. Try to change what you can. It's not necessarily a matter of eating all organic, but, you know, putting a little bit more thought into what you're eating and how you're eating it, how you're preparing it. And, oh, I don't know, being grateful. being grateful for what you have, giving thanks for what you have, not taking it for granted, not throwing out your food. I mean, God, we do waste so much in this country, and it's pretty sad. But look, what comes around goes around. Who knows what's coming, but maybe it's supposed to happen this way. Do we know? I don't know. But we're going to be around to see it. Okay, I don't think that part's debatable. I think we are going to be around to see whatever's coming. And this is the quiet before the storm. And so, hey, look at this. Look at all this information we have. And people could call me a fearmonger. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and do it. What's the point? I would love to be wrong. If I'm wrong and the economy's fine, hey, we can come back from our living off the grid expenditure, which would, hey, I'm in a major city right now. So you're going to constantly find me salivating over that reality till I get it. Sorry. Maybe one day somebody will respond to my cries for assistance and help me out. Till then, you'll probably just have to deal with my whining. Alex from the big city trying to get out. In the meantime, certainly take a look at your health. Take a look at how you can get prepared. Take a look at how you're going to build that yurt if you want to build a yurt. I mean, it's going to take some tools, I assume, right, and maybe some equipment. You know, people are really into, like, building stuff with copier. I don't know how to do that. There's a lot of people in my own city that know how to do that. It's like taking natural materials and basically building a structure that is fairly well put together. You know, it's fairly solid, fairly durable. Something that will certainly shelter you from perhaps the cold winters ahead. Yes, the cold winters ahead, and we're huddled around fires. Okay, we'll be back. Last segment is up in just a few. 866-986-6397. AlexAnsery.com is a website.
Forecasting the storm upon the horizon. Alex Ansery, outside the box.
Okay, we're running short on time. We're going to go ahead and play this. We're only going to play a little bit of it, but this is a little bit of the news clip. They're talking about the shooter, the alleged 9/11 truther shooter that struck at the Pentagon this morning. Dun, dun, dun. Go ahead and roll it.
John Patrick Bedell, but he looked much different here at the Pentagon Thursday evening with a full beard, blazer, and slacks. Well-dressed and well-armed.
I will tell you he had 2 9mm semi-automatic weapons and many magazines.
Bedell used one of those guns to shoot 2 Pentagon police officers who fatally shot him.
There is no indication at this point that there are any domestic or international terrorism nexus to this at all. It's probably at this time, or at this time, it appears to be a single individual that had issues.
Issues with the government, according to several web postings linked to Bedell, rants against big government and its vulnerability to being controlled by a criminal organization.
This organization, like so many murderous governments throughout history, would see the sacrifice of thousands of its citizens in an event such as the September 11th attacks as a small cost in order to perpetuate its barbaric control.
And there were also mental health issues, a long history of them. His parents reached out to authorities weeks ago, and after their son's death, had the local sheriff read their statement.
We may never know why he made this terrible decision. One thing is certain, though. His actions were caused by an illness and not a defective character.
Police here say that Dale spent several weeks driving
to
California.
From LegitGov. .org, Pentagon shooter oddities, and I'll just go ahead, and we don't have time to go into all of this, but these are just different bullet points. John Patrick Bedell, that's the name of the shooter, showed no emotion as he opened fire, and so this is a part of the pattern that we see with these shooters, no emotion. Here are some other headlines associated with this. September 11th, conspiracy theorists opened fire. Opens fire at Pentagon. Texas trooper tried to get mental health hold on Bedell for speeding on freeway. The parents of the man shot to death after pointing a gun on Pentagon police guards Thursday had reported him missing in January and concerned about his mental health, they asked local authorities to hold him. Okay, another headline. Suspected gunman in Pentagon shooting acted alone, officials say. And that headline came after this headline. Second person scrutinized in Pentagon subway shooting. There were reports that there was somebody else helping him. And then they changed his reports, and now it's just him as being the sole suspect. And we have some other headlines as well, but nothing too suspicious at this point, nothing too nefarious. There's going to be more stuff coming out over the course of the next day, but it's all a matter of how they're using this. It's all a matter of where they're taking this. Now, there's this headline I certainly want to get through and at least mention. U.S. Titans missile shield encirclement of China and Russia. So far this year, the United States has succeeded in inflaming tensions with China and definitely holding up a new strategic arms reduction treaty with Russia through its relentless pursuit of global interceptor missile deployments. Global interceptor missile deployments. Okay. So there was a couple articles pertaining to China. There was this other one over here I certainly want to cover. And for those of you that are listening in Portland, I think your ears are going to perk up just a wee bit. But we are looking at... Oh, dear. It's right here. It's right over here. A Russian man accused of hiding $172 million for the Russians. An Oregon man has been indicted on charges of illegally using shell corporations to move $172 million to 50 countries. Federal prosecutors said Wednesday that Viktor Kognov of Tigard was indicted on a charge of operating a unlicensed money transmitting business that made more than 4,200 wire transactions. He's a Russian immigrant. He's accused of establishing multiple shell corporations in Oregon on behalf of Russian clients, most of them outside the United States. Do you think they're going to make a big stink out of this? I don't think so. I think this is a big find, this article I found, just surfing. This is from NWCN, Northwest News Channel, for those of you in the Northwest, the cable channel. Northwest Channel News. Portland man accused of hiding $172 million for Russians. Okay, now let's go ahead and go into this article, too, before we go out tonight. CNN tells masses that communism is good for women despite China's nightmare legacy. In an astounding piece about the status of women in China, CNN commentators tell viewers that if the statistics are any indication, communism has been good for women. And... you can actually see this video online. Here's the quote. CNN reports, Qin Zhi, president of the All China Women's Federation, one of the top-ranking women in the Chinese government, and is witness to the major changes in women's status since the Communist Revolution. Among the first laws passed by Chairman Mao's government were statutes banning foot binding, bride selling, polygamy, and other things. Women were invited to leave the home and join the labor force. Mao spoke these famous words, women hold up half the sky. If these statistics are any indication, communism has been good for women. And this is the CNN quote. And so it doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise you. I mean, at what point do they buy the media whole? And it's just official. It's a done deal. China owns our media. I guess for now it's probably going to be an unofficial deal. But the name of the headline is CNN tells masses that communism is good for women despite China's nightmare legacy. Now, there's a couple other things that I'll mention as well. We have only a couple more minutes left, so we don't have time to play the other clip. But we have this article here from The Guardian, going back to our main story of the night, U.S. facing surge in right-wing extremists and militias. Civil rights report shows 250% rise in patriot groups. Economy and media conspiracy theories fuel growth. And so they're calling us the guilty ones by providing the information about what they're doing, and it's our fault that people are going to be upset. When even Bloomberg is admitting, the mainstream media is admitting the facts to us, we're just repeating the facts that we get from the mainstream media, and they don't like that because they're used to people being, really, really dumbed down. But I guess we do have enough time before we go off the air, so let's go ahead and roll that clip of the alleged shooter, alleged 9/11 truther, and then we'll come back and go back into this report.
The blatant violations of the Constitution's limitations on the economic role of the government, accomplished through many subtle usurpations over many decades, are perhaps even more pernicious than, and are certainly a key motivation for, the violent seizure of the United States government. In order to establish a firm and lasting basis for justice and sound government, the economic role of the government must be re-examined in every detail. It must be recognized that arguments for government control of the economy and government redistribution of economic resources are generally misguided or even shameless lies to advance enslavement and conceal theft and murder. Furthermore, it must once again be recognized that the most successful means to ensure justice, secure domestic tranquility, and promote prosperity is to ensure the security of private property. The blatant violation.
Okay, so we've got that on YouTube, and you can go check that out. There'll be more information tomorrow, and tomorrow's Saturday, so I won't be on the air here. I'll be on OracleBroadcasting.com, 8 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Central. If you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AlexAnsor, you hear about some of the things that we talked about tonight. I talk a little bit about the earthquakes. Then I take a couple phone calls. One guy called in, and I swear to God, he was on the air 10 minutes. He had called certainly the wrong show. I don't know that he knew where he was. But, yeah, it's all fun. Certainly, we'll be back Monday. Going back into this last report, it's just like the eye of Sauron is really on you. Because not just Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones, he's not even mentioned in this. It's like all these other, like grassroots, like, oath keepers. And so they point out several states, you know, when they say they're armed and angry. Texas, Michigan, California, Indiana, New York, Oregon, Kentucky. But yet, somehow, some way, we're allowed this path to be truth tellers. So I have faith that we will, to some degree, get by in light of the storm that's already arrived. See you Monday, folks. Have a good weekend. Just